Mike DeDubin. Hello, my friend, and welcome again to the Bread of Life broadcast. For the bread of God is he which cometh down from heaven and giveth life unto the world. Pardon me. And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. Turn with me again, if you would please, to the book of Romans, chapter 6, and we're discussing how we have been set free by the Lord Jesus Christ, and how the Word of God opens up our understanding to the truth, which liberates and delivers and transforms our mind and our thinking and renews our mind. Romans chapter 12 points out, be not conformed to this world, that's verse 2, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. And it's the Word of God that renews our mind, the truth of God's Word. As we study the Word of God, we'll learn more and more about this new life that we have in Christ, and how we are to walk, and how we are to live for the glory of the Lord. Now, last time we were talking about baptism, and how that it pictures that we have died to the old life of sin, that we've come forward to walk in newness of life, that we are now a new creation, as 2 Corinthians 5:17 points out. In our spirit, we have been transformed. And so verse 5 of Romans 6, for if we have been planted together in the likeness of his death, we shall be also in the likeness of his glorious resurrection. Yes, beloved, we will be resurrected in newness of life at the first resurrection, because we've been identified with Christ. That's what baptism, remembered pictures, is our identity with Christ, our belief in his death, burial, and resurrection. It's a public testimony to our faith in Christ. Verse 6, knowing this, that our old man is crucified with Christ. Now, what is the old man? That is our old sin nature, that with which we were born, that caused us to be spiritually dead in trespasses and in sin, which we discussed last time there in Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 1 and 2, 5a. We were dead in trespasses and in sin. And it was the old man that taught us and programmed our mind into thinking that it's a dog-eat-dog world. It's every man for himself. You get all you can and put it in the can and set on the can. That's what the old man taught us, to be selfish, to be self-centered, to live a life centered around the flesh. But the Lord has a new plan for us. He has a new will for us. And he wants us to come to this understanding that we have died to the old life of sin, and we've become alive. The Holy Spirit of God has moved into our spirit. John 6, or 3, 6 states, that which is born of the flesh is flesh, that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Marvel not that I said unto thee, you must be born again. Ephesians chapter 1 and verse, I believe it's 12 and 13, points out that the Holy Spirit is given to us at salvation as God's guarantee of our salvation, and every believer is indwelt by the Holy Spirit of God. And thus, baptism is picturing this. And so our old sin nature has been put to death with Christ. When Christ died, I died. When he was buried, I was buried. When he arose from the grave, I arose from the grave to walk in newness of life. Why? Because I put my faith and trust in Christ. I've accepted him as Savior. His Holy Spirit has moved into my spirit to make these truths a reality. that the body of sin might be destroyed. Now, what's the body of sin? It's this fleshly body that I live in. As we will see in our future studies in Romans chapter 7, there's no good thing in this fleshly body. The law of sin is working in this fleshly body. That's why this body has to die, because the wages of sin is death, Romans 6:23 tells us. And so we see that the old man has been put to death, that the body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth we should not serve sin. Do you see that, beloved? This is why we need our minds renewed. Many believers live defeated lives because they do not know who they are. They do not understand what has taken place when they accepted Christ as Savior. They do not realize that they are a new person. They do not get into the Word of God and study to show their self approved unto God, workmen that need not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the Word of truth, and understanding that they've died to the old life of sin, and now they're to walk in newness of life and to live the way that Christ lived, in newness of life, being conformed to the image of the Lord Jesus Christ, being a reflection of the Lord Jesus through the power of the indwelling Holy Spirit of God. Oh, beloved, we are new people. We who've accepted Christ as Savior, and we're told in the book of Romans chapter 8, and when we get over there, we'll find out, and remember, Romans 6, 7, and 8 are victory chapters, beloved. These are wonderful, truthful instruction, doctrinal chapters that reveal to us our new life in Christ and who we are in Christ and how that we're to live through the power of the indwelling Holy Spirit and not walk after the dictates and desires of the flesh with indwelling sin. And so, beloved, our old man has been put to death with Christ, that the body of sin might be destroyed. This old fleshly body, we're going to move out of it one of these days. God's going to call us home, and we're going to evacuate this old fleshly body, and we're going to move into the sinless presence of the Lord Jesus Christ. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. Hallelujah. And that will be glory for me. Oh, beloved, that will be a glorious day. Not a day to weep and mourn, but a day to rejoice that my battle's over and that I've been delivered from this body of death into the glorious presence of my Lord Jesus Christ. So knowing this, that our old man is crucified with Christ, this has already taken place, and that the body of sin might be destroyed, it's going to be destroyed, that henceforth we should not serve sin. Beloved, no longer are you and I to allow sin to rule and reign in our body. No longer are we to be controlled by sinful habits and sinful appetites. We have the power of the indwelling Holy Spirit, the power of God, to enable us to walk in righteousness, to walk in Christ-likeness, to walk in truth, to walk in the light, and to walk victoriously as more than a conqueror. And this is what he's saying here, that we might not serve sin any longer. Verse 7, for he that is dead is freed from sin. Do you realize that, beloved? Oh, get these truths fixed in your mind, my friend. Come to understand that you have died in your spirit to the old life of sin, that you are now a new creation in Christ Jesus, that you now have life eternal. Remember the diagram that man is a triune being, 1 Thessalonians 5:23, with a spirit, a soul, and a body. And it's our spirit is where the Holy Spirit now lives. He indwells us, 1 Corinthians 6:19 and 20. Our body is the temple, the dwelling place of the Holy Spirit of God. And we are new creatures in Christ Jesus. Old things are behind us. They're done away with, and no longer are we to live after the flesh. No longer are we to live under the control and dominion of sin. We were in the slave market of sin. We were in bondage to sin. But Christ paid the price to redeem us. He purchased us out of the slave market of sin. He made us new people, and He liberated us and delivered us from that bondage that we were once in. So don't live under the control and dominion of sin any longer, beloved. You're dead to sin, and you've died to those old carnal fleshly appetites and desires. Sure, they try to raise their ugly head. Sure, they try to revive. And sure, they come along and try to draw you back under their control and under their dominion. But you tell them, oh, no, I'm dead to you. You're dead, and I'm not going to yield to you. Oh, I know the old flesh craves for those old sinful paths that you once walked in. The old flesh craves for that alcohol you once drank. That old flesh craves for the immorality you once were involved in. The old flesh craves for the drugs that you once took and were under the control of. But, beloved, you've been set free. Jesus delivered you. Jesus liberated you. Jesus set you free. So don't go back and live like who you were, because that's not who you are. You're now a new person in Christ. And verse 8, now if we be dead with Christ, and we are, we believe that we shall also live with Him. Now we're to live with Christ. Galatians 2:20 tells us, I am crucified with Christ. That's when we died. Nevertheless, I live. Why? Because we arose in Christ. And the life I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave Himself for me. I am a new creation, beloved. I am a new person in Christ Jesus. No longer am I to yield to indwelling sin that possesses this body. No longer am I to listen to its cravings and its sinful desires and its wicked wants. I now have the power through the indwelling Holy Spirit of God to say no to sin, no to lust, no to impurity, no to carnality, no to the works of the flesh. Now I'm going to live for Jesus and obey Him by His indwelling power. Till next time, goodbye.